good morning and welcome to the Monday, August 7th edition of Byers & Company. We got your entire Decatur Celebration wrap-up this morning. Yeah, it all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. We're live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur where I think I saw a tent, maybe.
Yeah, like one tent. That's tent. It.
Here. Was there a party this weekend?
If there was, I can't tell.
Isn't it absolutely amazing how the crew comes in, all of the hardworking volunteers and operations people, and just eliminates the Decatur Celebration, you know, last night.
Yeah.
And then you drive in early this morning, you know, 5:45 a.m., and there is just absolutely no sign that anything happened at all. It is stunning to me, all these years, 33, whatever it is, years later, to be able to witness that every single Monday morning after and just go, wow, I marvel at that.
And
kudos and congratulations, by the way, to all of the thousands of volunteers it takes to put on this event. I mean, there's absolutely amazing.
It is amazing. And the hard work they put into it and to make such a great event for so many people. And then just to come in and it's like, poof.
Gone.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. It is amazing. It's always kind of bittersweet, but amazing.
Bittersweet, you mean just sort of like it's all over, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, whenever you come in, it's like, oh, party's over. You know, but at the same time, I'm just always amazed how quickly they can get everything picked up, cleaned up. I mean, just all you get is maybe a couple grease stains on the road, and that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, the barricades, I honestly thought driving up Franklin, you know, heading north, that I would at least see, like, some of the kids' block stuff still there. Because, I mean, there were a lot of components to that and the walls and things. Nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
just it was
all never
gone.
Even there.
Like, all of it is just absolutely just vanishes, which is just pretty amazing when you think about it. So I was looking at my Fitbit this morning as we were getting
ready. I never
ready.
Did that.
Really?
Oh, I did on Friday, I think. But I didn't look at it yesterday. I didn't want to. I don't even want to know what I did.
Well, it was interesting. I walked 34.96 miles in the last 3 days.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
So that would be the equivalent of setting out and just, like, walking to Springfield.
Yeah.
And literally, that's exactly what I did. It was 16,613 steps yesterday, 24,848 steps on Saturday, and 27,144 steps on Friday.
Yeah.
Literally the equivalent of walking 34, almost just under 35 miles over the 3 days here in downtown Decatur.
The Fitbit just kind of looks at you and goes, wow,
what
are you doing?
What are you doing? Exactly. You get home and you're like, it was a bing, bing, bing. You get the green light and all go. Couldn't be prouder of the Now Decatur team. Thank you all for being a huge part of this year's Decatur Celebration. You can go to nowdecatur.com and also go to the Now Decatur Facebook page and check out all of the activity. It was pretty amazing. Videos, photo galleries, news stories, just tons. If you didn't come to the Decatur Celebration or you missed anything at the Decatur Celebration, odds are you can find it at nowdecatur.com or the nowdecatur Facebook page or Twitter account or Instagram, as it was just a lot of fun. We're going to get to all of the details coming up. I want to thank also Tom Brinkotter from Brinkotter & Associates, who did a bunch of drone footage for us this past weekend. Pretty amazing to see that Nelly crowd building last night.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was amazing. And they were so pumped. Everybody was so excited. I mean, the dancing, and we had DJ Mondo opening up, and everybody was just having a great time.
Yeah, it really. Well, we'll get to all that. I don't know. We want to start like with Friday and make our way through. How do we want to do this?
Let's do that.
Because it all started, well, actually started Thursday night with the carnival being open. And then on Friday, things got underway here in downtown as everything was being put together. And then there was the big Travis Tritt concert. And I want to go through all of the music. And my favorite act, your favorite act, Jeff's favorite act, your favorite act. You know, what did you enjoy the most? Because it was clearly a no-brainer for me. I had a hands-down winner as far as favorite, absolute favorite musical act of the Decatur Celebration. Okay. And I'll get to that in just a little bit. What did you think of the Travis Tritt show on Friday night?
I thought it was really good. I mean, I really like Travis Tritt. I thought he sounded fantastic. I know some people were kind of upset with the sound wasn't carrying down the road as much. Yeah. But I really thought it was a great show.
Down the road meaning what? You couldn't hear it in South Shores? Yeah. I really would like to know what that means.
I don't know. It's hard for me to judge because to me it was plenty loud. So, you know, being up there near the stage, but I thought it was a great show. Good energy, and a lot of people were really excited to see him. So, you know, I mean, the country acts are so different, and he's kind of been a little bit out of the spotlight a little bit for a while, but he has so many hits. So that was the great thing about that concert is every single song you could sing along with every single
one. You could, probably.
I could. I knew every single word to every single song.
Yeah, I am not a country music fan, so not as much for me, but I did enjoy the show. And, of course, he was the headline act on Friday. On Saturday, you had Bret Michaels, and then on Sunday, you had Nelly. And I thought that Bret Michaels would be the biggest show of the weekend. Boy, was I wrong. It wasn't even close. Nelly was by far the largest act of the weekend. And how did we dodge the weather bullet yesterday is what I want to know. I mean,
the God smiled upon us.
We got up like very early, like 7 a.m. on Sunday morning, and every weather forecast, I mean, my iPhone, AccuWeather,
Weather Underground, all of them,
they all said 50, 60, 70% chance of rain throughout the entire day into the concert. And I think it had there were a couple of raindrops around noon. How did we dodge all of that rain? I mean, not a drop.
Yeah, it just was enough. It shifted just enough to the south to where it ran right along I-70, and that was where the heaviest stuff was, and it stayed down there, and thank goodness it did.
But, I mean, it was in crazy great weather
yesterday. That was like a stroke of luck or something.
Yeah, it was one of those weird little things, and it was great that it happened, and it worked out that way.
Oh, man, and it was packed last night.
Oh, well, yes, and yesterday afternoon, late afternoon, and into the evening, and there was a huge crowd for Here Come the Mummies. We'll get to that a little bit later in the program, but it was a lot of fun. And the Nelly show, I'm telling you, standing up on stage, we were up there with DJ Mondo and getting ready for the Nelly show. That was a big... Listen, there's no way, and I'll tell you a funny story about attendance with Bret Michaels as well a little bit later, but that was as big a crowd on a Sunday as I have seen at the Decatur Celebration in quite some time.
Nice. Yeah.
And
it was packed.
See the crowds build through the evening, and a lot of people, you know, they'll show up early at the beginning act, but then a lot of people kind of just, like, start filtering in. Last night, it was as if that whole VIP area, all of the rest of the area, it was already filled by the time, Mondo even finished his set. It was packed.
I mean, halfway through DJ Mondo's set. I mean, they were down there, they were ready to go, they were ready to party, and it was a lot of fun. So as Nelly takes the stage, somewhere around, 8:15?
It was about 8:20, I think.
8:20, yeah. Maybe. It was unbelievable because you could still see because, you know, it was still light all the way down to the post office. And when we left the show last night, Jeff Daly, I'm always curious because sometimes that can be a little misleading when you're up there looking because the crowds are all out there because they're there for the food vendors or whatever. We left through the Decatur Civic Center and out just adjacent to the carnival all the way down to the post office, and that crowd was all the way down to the post office.
Yeah, it was jammed all the way down the street. I mean, it was right outside the building down here and a little bit further down.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You sound a little hoarse today.
Yeah, Jeff, did you have a rough weekend there?
Yeah, no, it had a little, with my favorite act that I saw over the weekend, I did a little bit of yelling, but I'm okay.
Hey, wait a minute. Yelling?
Yeah, I was cheering.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
Who were you cheering?
That was my favorite act.
Yeah.
It was the Mummies.
Okay, so it you were down at the Mummies.
It was the Mummies for that
6:30
show.
So loud that you don't have a voice today.
Yeah, I'm a little rocky this morning with the voice.
So, just curious, what do you yell? Just out of sheer curiosity. Somebody who's I ask this out of complete ignorance because I don't think I've ever yelled at a concert in my entire life.
Well, It was just, you know, just to get, I got excited. They put on a great show.
Give me an example of like something you might shout out.
I can't even do it now this morning because I've still, I barely got a voice. So there you go.
Sing it.
Hey, I'm making
go
it work.
Go mummy.
Go mummy rah.
Mummy. Yeah, that was a fantastic show. By the way, you can check out all the videos and the photo galleries, including a great recap video from last night. Lindsay was right behind the mummies as they came out by their merchandise tent, circled all the way up around Central Park, and then back into the crowd to take the stage yesterday for that show.
Which explained to me how they parted the crowd the way they did.
Isn't that amazing?
It took me forever to get through that crowd by myself.
I know. And then it was like we walked out, and it was like an open sort of like tunnel.
Yeah, I was like, how are they going to do this? I'm going to be running into people with this camera, and it was as if the crowd just parted. It was fantastic.
Well, kudos and congratulations to all of the volunteers and all of the sponsors and all of the patrons for making DC 17 a fantastic success.
It really was.
We're going to get to that on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about the fence and mm-hmm. what that meant and how things played out and take a look at the weekend in its entirety. I'll give you, I had a favorite band. I mean, it wasn't even close. It wasn't even close. I had a band that I thought was the absolute best performance in all 3 days of the Decatur Celebration. We'll tell you all about it when we get back. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got cloudy skies. Highs are going to be near 76 degrees. Tonight, still some clouds gradually clearing up and lows around 55. For your Tuesday, sunshine. Highs near 80. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs near 82. Right now it's 65 degrees in downtown Decatur. Summer is finally here, and we all want to look our best during swimsuit season. If you want to see a slimmer you this year, Babbage Medical Spa has the answer. It's called Cool Sculpting, and it's the world's leading non-invasive fat reduction procedure. With Cool Sculpting, there's no downtime. It's safe, effective, and once the fat cells are treated, they are gone for good. Whether it's your tummy, love handles, thighs, or that selfie-killing double chin, Cool Sculpting is the answer. Call Babbage Medical Spa at 330-7839 and schedule your free Cool Sculpting consult today. Or visit BabbageSkincare.com.
What does experience mean to banking customers? I'm Corky Nicholson of Hickory Point Bank, and I can assure you that experience means more than just years of service. It means understanding the old and embracing the new. It means treating all customers as if they're the only customer, and it means making smart decisions that have a positive impact on the people of Decatur. Come to Hickory Point Bank and enjoy the benefits of our experience. Hickory Point Bank, invested. Member FDIC.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are Limitless.
Do you love to run? Or maybe you're born to ride? Spin City Cycles and Fleet Feet Sports are bringing you weekly updates on the runs and bike rides in the area. Listen to Byers & Company each Tuesday morning at 6:45 a.m. to learn more about the latest run or ride with Kyle May of Spin City. Plus, you can get details about upcoming run-ride events on NowDecatur.com. Locations, registration info, routes, and more. It's Ride and Run with Spin City Cycles and Fleet Feet Sports, only with NowDecatur.com.
Viewing Real Estate is a leader in the Central Illinois real estate market. We will strive to exceed your expectations, whether buying or selling. With the housing market heating up, give Viewing Real Estate a call today to explore your options. The team at Viewing Real Estate has the experience, the integrity, and the vision to make fully informed decisions to bring success to each client. Viewing Real Estate, giving you the personal attention you deserve. Call Viewing Real Estate at 450-8500 or go online to viewingrealestate.com to learn more.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We had a great weekend. As the 2017 Decatur Celebration wrapped up last night with the big show by Nelly, literally 3 days worth of videos and photo galleries and news stories are all available at NowDecatur.com. Just click on any one of the links that will take you to the Decatur Celebration page. I tell you, the food didn't disappoint. Well, it did disappoint in a way.
Oh, really?
No, I just mean that my body can't take it anymore.
Oh, no, I know.
After our WSOY MCA challenge, which phase two starts today with a meet and greet for all of our new contestants and participants. And then, of course, we'll be back at it with classes on Wednesday. I can't do it.
It is.
I can't do it.
And I felt the same way. And I'm ashamed.
I mean, the food was great.
I'm ashamed of how I ate this weekend.
Oh, I am too. I didn't put anything for the first time in like 16 weeks. I didn't put anything in MyFitnessPal, the app at all. I didn't even bother to even try to keep up with. I did a lot of Taraskis. I cannot tell you how many steak ribeye sandwiches.
I can tell you.
Pork chop sandwiches and pork burgers that I had.
I had five pork burgers.
You had five pork burgers in 3 days.
Yeah.
It's pretty
amazing.
Five
pork burgers. That doesn't even count, like, the Caribbean shrimp. That doesn't count the Big Mac Daddy. That doesn't count. There was no shortage of food for me. I went to town, and I'm so embarrassed, but I got to
share. No, why are you embarrassed? I mean,
I know.
That's what we're going to do. 2-3 days, I'm going to destroy all of your week's worth of work. I'm back to the yogurt this morning, though, and my stomach's going, thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Because it was just sort of like deep fried. I'm like, what's deep fried?
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I had something deep fried. So this is...
Well, this weekend.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was it.
So the food was outstanding and excellent as always. Did you have a favorite that you tried over the weekend? You tried some new stuff. I really... I kind of decided to stick with stuff that I knew that I would really enjoy because you only have a limited amount of meals you're going to have. And so I wanted to, like, make sure that I could enjoy each and every bit of it. So I stayed with the stuff that I... did you try anything new?
I did. I mean, the Caribbean shrimp, it was a coconut shrimp. It was very good, very rich, and, like, you know, kind of sweet with all the coconut and everything. But it was good. It was very good. That was a new one this year.
Okay.
I also did the Coco Bongo.
What's the Coco Bongo?
It was kind of like a daiquiri, non-alcoholic daiquiri smoothie thing. So it was strawberry, pineapple, and a coconut cream. And it was in this big, tall Pilsner glass, and it was very good. Loved that. That was a new one.
Did they have the Christmas Story legs?
They did. They had the Christmas Story leg lamp, and you could get the leg and the lamp optional. The lampshade optional.
How much was that?
With the lampshade, $35.
No kidding. With the whole shade.
Yeah, mine was $8, so it wasn't, you know, they had affordable options. But it was
so one drink cost you the same as like your bracelet of fun for the entire week.
Exactly. Okay. And then you know, we did try the Big Mac Daddy, you and I.
Oh yeah, that was good. That was the mac and cheese with the pulled pork barbecue and sauce.
Yes. Now the one thing they didn't, you know, the celebration didn't talk about being new. They talked about the Big Mac Daddy, but they didn't talk about the farm. And a lot of people said this was the way to go.
You did that, right?
That was mine. And actually, it was courtesy of Eric Lee. He turned me on to it. And great cheesy potatoes topped with chunks of brisket with a barbecue sauce drizzle.
Is it burnt ends?
Yeah, brisket burnt ends.
You know, what are the? I'm lost on that. I don't know what the ends. What does that mean?
It's just the edges of the meat that that are a little bit more charred than the rest of it. So, but man, oh yeah, that was my favorite. Yep, that was my favorite from the weekend. And of course, had my traditional gyro from our friend across the street at the Euro.
I didn't have a gyro.
Ah,
I should have.
I had one yesterday afternoon, as a matter of fact. It was delicious.
Well, the studios, you know, today look like some sort of concentration camp, like, you know, evacuated. I mean, there's clothes and cameras,
I know.
It's equipment.
It's a bunker.
Yeah, it really is. And we had a blast over the weekend, obviously, with all of the entertainment and food and the Razzle Dazzle Good Times Parade and on and on and on. So, was that your favorite over the food?
Yeah, the farm was my favorite.
They called it the farm.
That was what it was called. Yes,
it's a good name, you know, because you can just like, I'll take one farm.
Yep, the farm, and they actually ran out of it at about 6 o'clock on Saturday evening because everybody just apparently kept picking it up.
There, I saw several, and I had not seen this before. Now, maybe this is.
There were several. I can name a few.
Maybe this is common, and I just haven't seen it. But I saw several over the weekend. Food vendors with signs up, and I mean, not at the end of the night, but you know, that before we got in down into the show stage, that said, sorry, we're out.
Yep.
Wow.
I saw a couple. I saw there was the pulled pork nachos. they sold out.
Mm-hmm. There was the, you know, the guys that had the fire doing the barbecue pork?
Yes.
They were over, like, against the lawn at the Civic Center?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They had, like, the actual fire, big grill.
Right.
Sorry, we're out.
Yeah,
Come back tomorrow.
And they went through a ton
now, I mean,
of
that's
meat.
So there's always this sort of disconnect when you talk to food vendors because they're a little like gypsies. You know, mm-hmm. They'll always say, well, it was a little down this year. But when you're sold out before Bret Michaels plays, you sold a lot of food.
Yeah, you've...
Right?
You moved a lot of product.
I mean, you're out, which means that you've sold everything you brought with you for the day mm-hmm. before the night is even close to being over. Then you've sold a lot of food.
You've sold a lot of food, far more than you expected.
Because you ask them, and I think the media is always, you know, they always do this. They'll go to the vendors and say, well, how was this year's, you know, whatever. And they're like, I don't know, a little down. You know, they all say that. It's just programmed into their heads. And I don't know if it's because they're paying a percentage, you know, back to the event, or if it's just sort of the cynical nature involved. But if you're sold out before Bret Michaels comes on stage on Saturday, you've sold a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without a question.
Well, you sold all your food.
You've sold all your food.
That's... Not a lot of food. You've sold all of your food.
Yeah. You have to wait till the next day. Start all over again and maybe bring a little bit more product.
Yeah, no, I mean, so that's a good sign, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you've
absolutely.
Sold everything.
Absolutely.
And the same thing happened to Taraski's, I understand, at one point.
Well, I saw.
I think all they had was pork chop.
A few of those that happened over the weekend. Now, the weather couldn't have been better. I mean, just couldn't have cooperated more. And it was a fantastic 3 days weather-wise. We'll get into my favorite band and your favorite band.
And your favorite food.
And my favorite food. We'll get into all of that as we continue here with the big program. It's the Monday after the Decatur Celebration. Photos, videos, stories, all at NowDecatur.com or the NowDecatur Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram. It's all up there. We'll tell you about our winners. All of that coming up after news. Here's Jeff Daly.
WSOY News Time is 6:29. Well, as the celebration wrapped up, vendors got underway tearing down their booths and got ready to move on to their next show. Packing process different for depending on the booth. The Charles Wickerson of Warrensburg, Missouri, has been coming to the celebration for 31 years, selling his personalized wood signs at the corner of William and Water Street. He says it takes no time to close up his shed. He's taking it to the Illinois State Fair starting this coming weekend. Courtney Tatum of Decatur, meanwhile, has a similar process with her jewelry stand. She said she just throws her wares into bags and then heads down the road. She won't have to go far. Her next event is the Decatur Memorial Hospital Craft and Bake Sale. As opposed to Wickerson and Tatum, Susie McLean has a longer process packing up her glass wine bottle caddies and jewelry. McLean's next stop, the Jour de Fête in St. Genevieve, Missouri. And even though they all have different packing methods, all three booth owners say they had a lot of business over the celebration.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel saying his city will sue the federal government, arguing it's illegal for the feds to withhold public safety grant money from so-called sanctuary cities.
Chicago will not let our police officers become political pawns in a debate. Chicago will not let our residents have their fundamental rights isolated and violated.
That lawsuit expected to be filed today. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson meeting Sunday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov discussing Russian meddling in last year's election.
Trying to help them understand just how serious this incident had been and how seriously it had damaged the relationship between the U.S., the American people, and the Russian people. That this had created serious mistrust.
Secretary Tillerson speaking at a meeting in Manila. Fox News, we report. You decide.
WSOY News Time is 6:31. Illinois Department of Transportation officials say efforts are underway to make sure traffic keeps moving and roadways are safe during the upcoming solar eclipse. Carbondale area in southern Illinois is the path of a total eclipse August 21st. The rest of the state will see a partial eclipse. IDOT officials say lane closures for major state projects in southern Illinois will be temporarily lifted over the weekend before the eclipse and the following day. State expects up to 200,000 people to visit southern Illinois to view the eclipse and attend festivities. IDOT officials say, unlike some states, Illinois isn't placing any special restrictions on truck activities because of the event. The state is planning to use digital message boards to communicate traffic and safety messages. In sports, Jose Martinez hit his first grand slam during the Cardinals' 9-run fourth inning, and St. Louis overcame Adam Wainwright's rough return from the DL. They beat the Reds 13-4 yesterday, Cardinals taking 2 out of 3 in the series. Cubs, meanwhile, lost to the Nationals 9-4, and it was the Red Sox over the White Sox 6-3. Cardinal baseball for you again this evening. They are still on the road, and they are in Kansas City to take on the Royals. We'll have that pregame for you starting at 6:20. Your next news update comes up at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. For Newhoff Media, media made locally.
The Community Foundation of Macon County. We make giving easy. Hi, this is Ouija Stewart, president of the Community Foundation, and I want to tell you about one way we help people become donors for life. The Donor Advised Fund. You've heard of people starting a private foundation to channel their charitable giving. Well, a Donor Advised Fund is like a private foundation for regular folks who may not be super wealthy. Here's how it works. You open a fund at the Community Foundation and you make tax-deductible gifts into the fund in the form of cash or other assets like appreciated stock. At the Community Foundation, we invest the assets so your fund can grow over time. You act as advisor to the fund and can recommend now and in coming years that grants be made to the charities you care about. And later, when you retire, you have a vehicle to continue your giving without dipping into your retirement savings. For more information about donor advised funds, call us today at 429-3000.
Your WSOY three-day weather forecast today, mostly cloudy skies expected, highs around 76 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, gradually clearing up with lows around 55. Tuesday, sunshine, highs near 80, and Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 82 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 65 degrees.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. We got the post-celebration show. We literally are wiped. When you walk 35 miles in 3 days, can you imagine, like, what are you going to do today? I'm going to walk to Springfield. I'm going to walk to the Capitol, knock on the governor's door. That was the equivalent over the 3 days.
Yeah.
And a lot of miles logged, a lot of steps as the Nodicator team was all over. Big thank you to Matt Hall and Lindsay Romano and Nick Smith, Eric Lee, Jeff Daly, Cassandra Smith. We had the whole crew out there for the most of the 3 days. I don't understand the folks who just come down for like an hour here, an hour there. But
yeah. I mean, just spectators and visitors, or you mean our own people?
No, it's like, you know, it's the celebration. It's only 3 days. You got to get a man up and gear up and do the whole thing. It's sort of an obstacle course for us.
A little bit.
Yeah, and it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to, like, be here for the full thing. Now, you were here last night. You left. Jeff came in and he was, "Who's here?" I don't know. Why did you yell that, by the way?
I was just seeing if there was anybody in the building.
Oh. Fishing.
Otherwise, he was going to, like, break into song.
I might have, yeah. It's possible.
Or start screaming for the mummy.
Sang a mummy tune. Yeah. You never know.
Woohoo!
Now, why is the mummies, by the way, no judgment here. They're great. I thought they did a fantastic show. Why is it that the mummies are your thing?
I like funk. I just thoroughly
enjoy.
And
they are good.
The horns, just the vibe.
And that's
they don't stop. They just keep going. They go from song to song to song to song.
Well, that's what happens when you don't do a lot of talking because you're afraid somebody's going to recognize your voice.
Right, right.
You know, the whole rumor about that band, Here Come the Mummies, they're all based out of Nashville, is that they're all band members or you know, attached to other recording contracts and whatever. That's why they hide their faces and have taken this to sort of disguise, is that they don't want to have to, like, you know, have to worry about record contracts and band contracts. And they're out there, you know, there's several Grammy Award winners rumored to be in that band. It's a large band.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, full horns, everything. It's They're really good.
So we got the word that they were going to go out into the crowd. They like to make their own entrance. Now, Eric Lee and I introduced, I don't even know. I mean, I lost count of how many bands. Because that's fun to do.
Yeah, it is.
get the crowd worked up and get them ready to go.
Give us a chance to plug.
Yeah, rarely, though, do you, like, actually introduce a band and the band comes on.
Yeah, that rarely happens.
That happened with the Jersey Tenors. That's about it over the weekend. And so generally you're going up there, you get the crowd revved up, you get them fired up. Eric and I did the Bret Michaels show on Saturday night, but you're not really going to. Now, at the Bret Michaels show, we did the introduction, and they started a musical sort of countdown to him coming on the stage. So at least it was sort of a segue into the show. But generally, like with the Mummies, like they do their own thing, and their thing is to come out into the crowd, and they got this drum line, like a mummy drum line. And it's amazing how many of them can play the drums.
And like these guys leading them, and behind them, these Sphinx guys.
Like the cat.
Yeah.
Like, and so the whole 5,000 undead, you know, Egyptian sort of thing, you know, sticks with them. And they go out into the crowd, all the way around the crowd, up to like almost to the transfer house, and then back into the crowd. So you were down there for the whole show?
I got there shortly after they started.
Okay.
And so, but yeah, I ended up sticking around through.
Huge crowd.
First set. Yeah, that whole first show. Yeah.
I mean, it was out into Franklin.
It was like all of the way up to Central Park and to the transfer house and then spilling out to both sides as far as you could see, have sort of an eye line to the stage.
Yeah, I hadn't planned on staying for the whole show, but I just, like I said, I really enjoyed, because I had not seen
yelling.
Them. I enjoyed yelling, too.
Yeah.
But I had not seen them when they performed a couple years ago.
Mm.
And so that was really the first time I got to see the entire, you know, set.
Yeah, they did the Lincoln Theater one year, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the opening, like a Thursday night show or something.
Yeah, they did a Thursday night show as well. Yeah.
It was my first time, too.
Yeah.
And we talked to Mummy Cass or Cass Mummy or whatever he calls himself.
Mummy Cass.
Mummy Cass, the lead singer who was there last night with the band. And like there's, what, 10, 12 people? I mean, it's a big show.
Yeah, it's a huge show. And what a great time. I mean, you know, and everybody seemed like they came out and actually did an encore. Which was pretty impressive because I don't recall very many Celebration bands doing encores. So that was pretty neat as well.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
They did a great show. Either the Jersey Tenors were fantastic.
They really were.
They just do a really good show. And I got a lot of comments on social media that people really, really, really enjoyed that show. And although they had a much smaller stage, that stage over there, the FunFest stage, was like half the size it was last year. Right. Am I wrong, or was
No, it was definitely smaller. It was
bang. So the bigger bands, like the Jersey Tenors, because they have a full band, too. It's not just the four of them. I mean, they have a full band. And the Mummies, I was wondering how they're going to fit all that on that stage.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think, like, Salt and Peppa, and In Vogue, and Vanilla Ice, and all the people who played that stage. Blackberry Smoke, you know, that was, you know, much larger.
Yeah, I know they probably had to do some readjusting and reconfiguring when they moved that stage further back into the screen. But it was, you're right. It is definitely smaller than it was in a couple of years past.
So, anyway, that was a great show. I thought the Jersey Tenors were just fantastic. Thanks to IPI Wealth Management, Investment Planners, Inc., and Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs. You know, we had our big $1,000 contest for the Nauticator app, and there were thousands of entries, and that was pretty cool. And Dave, of course, and the Kaczynski family have now, they've been responsible for bringing the Jersey Tenors here three times. Two sold-out shows at the Lincoln Theater, and then a huge show on Saturday at the Gator Celebration. They did an amazing job. I knew that would translate to an outdoor festival. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just different enough. You got great rock and country and all this stuff. And then that's just different enough because when they go into that whole Queen mashup thing.
Oh, so good.
Isn't it great?
And that's the thing. You never know what to expect, what they're going to come out with. Because, I mean, that's what I love about them. I mean, you know, the Jersey Tenors, I'm good with the whole, what is it? Oh, geez, I'm drawing a blank. But like
what, the Frankie Valli?
Yeah, the Frankie Valli stuff.
The Jersey Boys stuff.
Yeah, I like that. I do, but at the same time, I love whenever they do the other artists.
Oh, Bon Jovi, Springsteen, and I mean,
so
and everything in between. Now, on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you, hands down, of the three big acts, which was your favorite show?
Of the three big acts?
Yes.
I would probably say Nelly, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
There was a huge vibe. I mean, there was a huge energy, which started with DJ Mondo.
Uh-huh.
And then rolled into the Nelly show.
I just really liked the music.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
You were surprised you liked it?
As much as I did, yeah.
Why is that?
But
you were right down there next to the speakers.
I was, and he was, like, right above me, which was so cool. You know, he was, like, pointing and, you know, making eye contact with the crowd and kind of getting involved with them. I think he brought somebody up on stage. I saw some pictures.
Yeah.
You know, I just really ended up liking it. I thought it was great.
I know they're all great. I'm just saying, what was your favorite out of the three? So you had Bret Michaels, who was very high energy.
Yes.
I mean, you can say what you want about this musicality or this ability or how much talent.
He had the crowd. He had them.
He was very high energy. And I'll tell you a very funny story about.
There's a lot of funny stories.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to get to all those, too. Hey, it's a Monday.
Oh.
We're all sitting here with the Cater Celebration Hangover with you.
The crust.
And your. Celebration Hangover. All of that continues right after the break. Stay tuned. It's time for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hi, I'm Abby Helm, the new membership director here at the Decatur Family YMCA, and we're celebrating our 140th anniversary by discounting all of our joiner fees to just $18.77. But if that's not enough to get you in the door, as a member of the Y, you get access to a variety of fitness classes, access to our pools, basketball and racquetball courts, and childcare at no additional charge. Come experience the Decatur Family YMCA today and see why our members have been choosing us for over 140 years. Decatur Family YMCA, online at DecaturYMCA.org.
Staley Credit Union is at it again with the latest and greatest in sweet technology. It's called Card Valet, and it's an app for your phone that's going to change the way you use your credit and debit cards. You can turn your card on or off, set spending limits based on locations or shops, get real-time alerts when your car is used or declined, basically have complete control of your card right from your phone. Go to staleycu.com now to learn more. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice, proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Worried about the cost of college? Milliken University gives more than $36 million in aid each year. And unlike loans, that's money you don't have to pay back. Milliken awards incoming freshmen with merit scholarships ranging from $10,000 to $20,000, making a private education just as affordable as an education from a public university. A quality education doesn't have to be out of your reach. To see how Milliken can become an affordable reality for you, visit milliken.edu/affordmu.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
They're still playing, right? KC and Sunshine
Man.
I think they'd be a good celebration act.
It'd be fun. Maybe Fun Fest stage.
I thought that the I thought of the three main acts on the show stage, which we were happy to share with Bud Light and the Decatur Park District and Main Place Properties and ADM and Newhoff Media being the sponsors of the show stage. Of the three shows, I would agree with you that Nelly was the biggest as far as just people being psyched and ready for the show and then into the show and the dancing and the, you know, I also clearly think that it shows that sort of hip hop really plays to a larger audience than what some people think.
Yeah, the crowd was very diverse.
I wasn't saying that it plays to different colors of people. I was saying that, like, I think there are some people that, which it does. I mean, I was saying that I think there's some people that go, oh, hip-hop. I think hip-hop is as big as any other genre.
Yeah, and what I'm going to say, there was just every age even.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge crowd.
Yeah. And they were there, and they were there early,
mm-hmm.
and they were filled in, and they were having a blast, and DJ Mondo did a wonderful job getting the crowd worked up and ready to go, and so I thought it was a good show. I thought Bret Michaels was really good because he did like stuff like Sweet Home Alabama, and he did stuff like, it wasn't just sort of like just Poison. And
they changed things up. Bret Michaels was kind of responsible for it. He really wanted to have access to the crowd. He wanted to be able to.
Please, 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 Decatur Celebration board members, listen to me right now. This is very important. Jeff, I'm going to want you to weigh in on this as well. This is very important. I have said for years and years, and we support Celebration,
mm-hmm.
raise money, sponsor, do all the things, and we'll continue to do so. But this idea of letting the front rows of these concerts become the old people chair brigade thing is the worst idea in concert history.
Yeah, I think they need to for that VIP
section. From what I understand, Bret Michaels said that they demanded that they take the stuff out of there and they move the fence up closer, and he wanted to be able to touch the fans. You mean go out there to the front and, you know, touch hands and do all that. Nelly did the exact same thing. Nelly kept the setup on Sunday night. So they took the fence and they went all the way up to the stage. Now, this is a pain for the media and the photographers and the video people, but we all talked amongst ourselves and said, you know what, it's a pain for us, but it's better for the celebration.
Oh, yeah.
This is great. And you get those stupid folding chairs, those lawn chairs. This isn't a picnic. It's not the municipal band. Get them out.
Agree.
Now, you've got to have a handicap section, which they did, over to the left of this stage, over there at the show stage, and that's fine. You've got accessibility. But it's a concert. It's a big concert. It's Travis Tritt. It's Nelly. It's Bret Michaels. It's, you know, whoever it is next year. Let them get next to the stage and dance and have fun, because, you know, you're trying to take pictures, you know, over the years. You know, you got like a crowd, tens of thousands of people that go all the way back to the post office, and your first 10 rows are just literally energy vampires.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, that's absolutely right.
I was so glad.
Get it out of there. Yeah.
So glad Bret Michaels said, that's got to go. That's got to go.
No, that was absolute perfect call. Great call.
You're not camping.
No.
You're at a concert.
Right.
And you are literally killing everyone else's fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, does that sound mean? Because I don't mean it to be mean, but it's just, you're not sitting around a fire pit.
No.
Well, and what I found was, a couple people tried to do this, but people were, like, dancing around them, and they were getting very upset. Like, people were blocking their view. It's not just your view.
Well, you don't get to come down to a street festival with hundreds of thousands of people and sit in your, recliner. I mean, it's just not the way that works.
Right. No.
Right. I mean, if you're going to come down, stay. I mean, you know, but you're going to stand, and because you're not going to park a chair. And I agree with that
100%. Oh, it was, please, whatever you do. And I mean, not just this stage, but the Fun Fest stage, the major stages.
Right.
You just say, look, no chairs allowed.
Yeah.
Or if you bring a chair in, here's a place for you to sit it over here in a corner.
Yeah. I mean, have
you can go
a chair section on the sides or whatever, on the sides.
Not even on the sides. It takes twice the amount of space. And everybody's trying to cram in there to get a good view, and you're at a concert.
Yeah.
No, it's a show. I mean, you know, it's a concert. You come on. You
By the way,
chairs.
It was funny because we got down there. Was it Travis Tritt or was it Bret Michaels?
It was Bret Michaels.
Saturday. There was just a lady wailing on the volunteers. And it was so funny because I'm going to try to do an impression, and I don't do impressions very often. There's a reason for that, because I'm just not genetically capable of doing it, except for some odd reason, Jesse Jackson. So, but Jesse wasn't here.
Well, you could do it in a Jesse Jackson if you want, but go ahead, give it a shot.
No, so there's this lady down here, and she was getting so worked up that her she was trying to muster up the energy to be worked up that she had this like hiccup breath thing going with it, that it was slaying me. I was just because she was full of it. She
absolutely
was absolutely full of it. And person after person after person tried to sort of make her happy, and at one point,
we should explain what she was upset about. I mean, like, she was one of the lawn chair people.
One of the lawn chair people, and she worked at a musical venue for 7 years, so of course, you know, she's an expert about contract writers and everything else. A writer signed before, you know, it was like, just honey, I would have lost my patience way before the Decatur Celebration volunteers did. You know, the stage people that worked down there, and thank you to them because they were great. All weekend long, but they were as patient could be. And she was just, so she had this sort of like thing before she'd start every sentence because she was so worked up. Like, you get that worked up over a chair, you really have to reassess your life.
Literally had their chairs out, all their snacks on the ground ready. I mean, it was just like they were just going to sit there in front of the very front of the stage, kill everyone else's mojo.
Yeah.
And the volunteers are telling her, I'm sorry, he wants this stuff gone. And she's like, well, it wasn't in his rider.
Yeah, and I worked a venue, and she was just screaming, and it was like, just shut up. And after a while, like, I think everybody else that was around there just were like, if we started to chant, you have to go, they all would have, like, joined in.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably right.
Because it's just, there's always that person.
Mm-hmm.
she wanted her money back because she paid extra so that she could bring her lawn chair in, and they told her that was okay, but that it's like it's, things change.
Yeah.
Stuff happens.
So, I'd have given her $5 or $8 just to shut up.
$5 or $8 Well, she she was the VIP.
She paid the,
So I don't know if they gave her her money back or not, but her, her and her chair were gone.
Were gone by the time that...
And,
along with all the other
and
chairs.
And we were a better place.
Yes.
Because of that.
I loved the setup, though. I loved the way
absolutely
that. Yeah.
Do that from now on.
Yeah.
Now
it's a
you've
pain
set
for
the,
us,
you've
but who
set
cares?
The precedent. Do that from now on. Because that does make a huge difference. And the artists play off that.
They do.
I can tell you from like DJ Mondo even, you know, playing to a small crowd, to a large crowd, to having like access right at the front of the stage. It's a big deal.
It is.
Big damn deal.
That made all the difference. They need to do that every single time.
All right, so out of the three, I liked Bret Michaels, to be honest with you.
I did too.
I didn't think I would. Or I, let me rephrase that. That sounded mean. I didn't have, I mean, I wasn't one way or the other. I thought it would be a good show, but I was pleasantly surprised at how high energy it was and how he was, you know, he's a showman.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, he really played up to the crowd and really got
they had an after party.
Yeah.
For $200, you could go backstage after the show and meet him. And then all the money goes to his diabetes charity thing that he, you know, he's a lifelong
type 1
diabetes.
Right.
And so I heard there were a ton of people at that.
Mm-hmm.
So caterers in a good mood and they were ready to party. Now, we get back. I'm going to tell you, I keep pushing this off. My favorite band of the entire 3 days. And a message to those people standing on the top of cars and trucks.
Oh, yeah.
In the parking lot next to the show stage. Special message for you. Just
very
for
special.
You. Not
that
you'd be up this early.
No.
Getting ready for work.
Work.
Or any sort of productive life. I have a message for you that maybe somebody through the 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon, we'll get back to you. Special message on the other side of the break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
A little bit of fog this morning. Ooh, a little bit of fog in my throat. And mostly cloudy skies today and highs near 76 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, gradually clearing up and lows around 55. Tuesday, sunny highs near 80. And Wednesday, mostly sunny highs near 82. Right now, 65 degrees in downtown Decatur.
The doors won't. Mid-State Overhead Doors.
Want an instant home update for as little as $500? Mid-State Overhead Doors makes it easy. Choose any color, style, or windows and see what a brand new garage door would look like on your home before you buy. Let locally owned Mid-State Overhead Doors help you transform and update your home for as little as $500 installed. Visit MidStateOHD.com today.
Doors more people come home to. Mid-State Overhead Doors.
Once upon a time, in a not-so-distant suburb, a handyman set out to put up a mailbox. The new cottage owners were anxious to get everything ready for their wicked step-parents' visit. Once, twice, thrice he drilled, and as he dug, sparks began to fly, and the village went dark.
Uh-oh.
The moral? To avoid a grim situation, always call 811 before you dig. Learn more at call811.com.
I had bought all my appliances before at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, but this time I got sucked in by the great come-on price at the Big Lumber Yard. It was a low-end washer and dryer. After waiting a week, I called them to ask when they would be delivered. They said they forgot to order the dryer. Finally, they came and the dryer was damaged. They said it would be another 2 weeks. I had had enough. I went back to Dick Van Dyke. They had a very nice mid-range set on sale with a $50 rebate and 10-year protection plan. I got a better washer and a dryer, a better deal, and they installed it in just a few days. Wow.
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
That's what we were, a bunch of shiny, happy people down here for 3 days. Decatur Celebration is in the books. All the documentation is available at nowdecatur.com. Photo galleries, videos, great drone work from Tom Brinkhout. It's all there for you to consume. My favorite band, hands down, not even close. Second favorite was Jersey Tenors, because I think they're just amazing, talented artists. And when they do that Queen, I love that Queen thing. Just absolutely love that. I'm just a poor boy.
Nobody loves me.
Yeah, that's great stuff. But my absolute favorite band was the band that opened for Bret Michaels on the Decatur Celebration show stage.
Fun DMC.
There's a local kid, guy from Decatur. I think he lives in Springfield now, that's in that band. They were amazing. I am going to lobby for... Okay, think about this. We opened the new amphitheater on the lake. I say we bring Fun DMC and Dr. Zhivegas up for an opening and closing act to open that whole thing.
It's a good idea.
They were fun. I mean, you put Beyonce together with the Chili Peppers, or you put Survivor with Adele, or like Will Smith with Rihanna, or Gangnam Style.
With Ghostbusters?
Yes. That was... Was that fantastic?
It was. Gangnam Style. In Japanese, by the way.
Yes, with Ghostbusters.
Or Korean, it was actually, yeah.
That was amazing. And they had the moves. And that guy's got a great voice. He does. So does she.
It was a fun
DMC. They're accurately named. My absolute, by far, absolute favorite act at this year's Decatur Celebration. I thought they were amazing. I was really glad that Bret Michaels gave them a shout-out from the stage. Well-deserved. Kudos. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more right after this.
Get a daily recap of the info you need to know now with the Now Decatur Refresh. Access to the day's top news stories, interviews, videos, and more directly to your inbox. Sign up at nowdecatur.com with WSOY Decatur.
6:59. Good morning. Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. Well, people piled into the Decatur Celebration for its final night. Attendees had a good time enjoying the sights, sounds, and tastes of the celebration, including the final performance of the night by Nelly. Everyone has their favorite.